And do you ask, how is it possible for anyone human not to grieve? I answer, consider both the patriarch and Job, who were also humans, but never let themselves succumb to this state. And they were before the law, grace, and the insightful wisdom of the laws we have. If you understand that the departed has transitioned to a better place, moved into a more fulfilling inheritance, and that you have not lost your child, but have secured him in a place that cannot be touched, therefore please don't say, I am no longer considered a father, for why do you stop using that term while your child lives on? Surely you have not lost your child, you still have your son. You have ultimately gained him and placed him in a safer place. Consequently, you will not only be recognized as a father here, but also in heaven. So you have not lost the title, father. Instead, you've earned it in a more honorable sense. Going forward, you will be known as the father not of a mortal, but of an immortal, of a noble soldier who is always serving within. You shouldn't think because he's not here means he's lost. Even if he'd been absent in a foreign country, the recognition of your relationship wouldn't have departed with him. Don't focus on the features of his lifeless body, for it only fuels your sorrow. Instead, let your thoughts ascend from him lying there up to heaven. That's not your child who's lying there. Rather, it's he who has ascended and risen into immeasurable heights. When you notice the eyes closed, the mouth sealed shut, the body lifeless, don't inflame your sorrow further by saying such things as, these lips no longer speak, these eyes no longer see, these feet no longer walk, they're all deteriorating. No, say the opposite. These lips shall express better things, the eyes will witness greater events, and the feet will walk on clouds. This body that's decomposing will wear an immortal form, and I will have my son back, only more glorious. But if the sight distresses you, console yourself by thinking, this is just a shell, and he has discarded it to receive a better one. This is merely a dwelling, and it has been demolished to be built more grandly. Just like when we intend to demolish houses, we don't let the occupants stay, so they avoid the dust and noise. Instead, we temporarily move them out, and when we've securely constructed the new structure, we let them back in. Similarly, God, after taking down this decaying tabernacle, has taken him into his heavenly home and unto himself. After it has been demolished and rebuilt, he will then return him in a more glorious state.